Good morning and welcome to our podcast. My name is David Pritchard and I'm the head of marketing here at Sintons. I'm joined today by my colleague Rachel Jobson, who is a solicitor in the Neurotrauma team here at Sintons. Now, Rachel recently wrote an article, which is on our website, www.sintons.co.uk, about head injuries in sport. And this article was really well received. So thank you to those people who've engaged with it and made comment in social media. So much so that Rachel and I decided that we would record the article as podcast. Last approximately 5 to 10 minutes, and I'm going to pass you straight over to Rachel. Rachel, good morning, and over to you.
Good morning, David. Thank you. As a specialist brain injury solicitor, as well as a mum of a young rugby player, I'm really pleased to see the recent movement towards taking head injury in sport more seriously. Due to the unseen nature of concussion, often its impact can be overlooked. Whether you're playing sport at grassroots or professional level, the approach often has been just a cursory check after head injury, and if the player feels fine, is left to continue. But as we're now starting to realise through the many inquiries and research projects that are currently underway, we need to do more. And I'm really pleased to see that change is starting to happen. My son has experienced concussion previously, and it's a huge worry. But it's really good to know that through shining a light on safety on a national and international stage, that this issue has very much come to the fore in sport in general. The Department for Culture, Media and Sport hearing has heard from many sports people, from football and rugby players to bobsleigh athletes, who spoke of the obligation that they felt to continue after head injury, and many of whom have gone on to suffer lasting effects of what has happened. Experts too often have spoken of the dangers head injury in sport entails in terms of long-term consequences if greater protection is just not awarded. And with pioneering concussion research projects in rugby and football now underway, evidence is being gathered which will support the need for significant change in protocol and how that should be enforced. But while the findings of these studies will bring the clarity around head injuries we currently don't have, change is already being made. The Premier League has become the first football competition in the world to adopt concussion substitutions, which offer protection for players who have suffered a head injury through removing them from the game, rather than them feeling that they have an obligation to return to the field. While critics have said substitutes should be temporary rather than permanent, which will give the medics time to properly assess them without their match necessarily being over as soon as they leave the pitch, I'm still pleased to see that action is being taken. And if that is extended to enable temporary substitutions, as per the calls of the PFA and the FIFA Pro, then all the better. For now, I believe it's better than nothing. Headways If in Doubt, Sit It Out campaign is really helping to underpin this new approach to safety in sport and has been the result of years of calls from the charity for this matter to be tackled. Their message is incredibly powerful. If players have any concerns about their ability to continue, they shouldn't do so and they must be supported in that decision. As Secretary of Headway Northumberland, I'm really proud of the long-fought campaign that has been run both regionally and nationally around head injury in sport, and is something we're all deeply committed to continuing to push further. Clearly, there's still a long way to go around head injury in sport and offering greater protection to players, but the movement we've seen over the last few months in particular has been really encouraging. There is nothing more important in sport than player safety, and the more we can do to ensure that becomes accepted and commonplace at all levels of sport, with protocols in place to support that, the better. That's all from me today, so I'm going to hand you back to my colleague David. Thank you.
Thanks, Rachel. Really enjoyed listening to that very important message. We release our webinars, podcasts and blogs on a regular basis, all of which can be found on our website, www.sintons.co.uk, should you wish to take a look. And you can also follow the personal injury team on Twitter in two places, at SintonsPI and at SintonsNeuro. Just going to leave Rachel's contact details. Rachel can be contacted via telephone 0191 226 7878 or via email rachel.jobson@sintons.co.uk. That's all from us today. Thank you very much for listening and we'll speak to you next time. Take care, everyone.